We're at the Pivots Podcast. We got Nick Marshall joining us.
So you were recruited as a quarterback for college, switched to DB, switched back to quarterback, and then now you're back to DB again. How has that swap back and forth helped your game, and what have you learned kind of from switching back and forth throughout your career?
By me playing offense and playing quarterback, it just gave me a better anticipation on the ball, playing defense, and it just, like me, just knowing the routes of a quarterback, by me playing quarterback, it gave me a better, better anticipation about how, what routes coming, and it's easy for me to read routes, so that's how easy for me to adjust for it.
Now you spent some time in the NFL. What do you bring from the NFL that you can bring into the CFL to make your game better?
I just like the experience that I had and had in the NFL. It just, the NFL and the CFL are different because the CFS is like a offensive league, but you got to be on your P's and Q's out here on defense. So it just, I say it's more fast in the NFL, but it just, I just bring my intelligence here to on defense also.
What did you know, if anything, about the CFL and about Saskatchewan before you came up here?
I really didn't know anything about him, but I knew about Coach Jones and him and my high school coach are great friends, and then he hit him up, and then I found my way out here.
Now, what's it like having a former teammate in college with Trey Mason, having him here up in Saskatchewan as well?
It's great because me and him, we have a chemistry together, and then I'm not being out here all alone, like knowing anybody. Like me and Trey, we came up very well, and it's just good to have a person that I came up with out here with me.
Now, in your first season here, you've picked off some pretty big names. We're talking Ricky Ray, Bo Levi Mitchell. How have you jumped into such success so early in your career in the CFL?
Playing the NFL with CFA, it's just like more film work, film study, and then just, the more film study you do is that you can anticipate what's coming in it. If you don't prepare yourself for that, then you won't have your success on the field. So I just try to take my talents to the classroom and bring it on the field.
What does Nick Marshall do in his spare time for fun?
I watch a lot of film, and then I just probably play video games if I'm not watching film, so not too much.
What games are you playing right now?
2K19, Sniper 3, and Madden 19.
Who do you play with?
Madden, I play with pretty much anybody. I don't have a particular team.
Doesn't matter, you'll win anyway?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who is Nick Marshall's biggest celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush? Ooh, I had to say Gabrielle Union.
You're not the first person to say that on the show.
So you got your on and off day. You can have anything you want. What's your number one cheat meal?
Chicken wings and fries.
Any particular flavor on top?
Hot sauce. Regular chicken with hot sauce.
Who's the biggest pranker in the locker room?
Let me see who. I got to go with Brooks, number 93. Brooks, he played way too much. He did a lot, yeah. I got to go with him. Every time he come up to me at practice, it's always something. It's nothing good. He playing or either. It's something.
What's the coolest place you've ever traveled to?
I say the coolest place I've traveled to is, by me personally, from being from the country, I say Miami. Miami, so by me being from that small town, me seeing Miami, it was great.
Okay, a couple lightning round questions for you, so just answer them as soon as you think what the answer is. Cookies or cake?
Cookies.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
What's your favorite snack?
Gummy worms.
Favorite vegetable?
Broccoli.
And last one for you, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Awesome. Hey, Nick, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.